Brian Healy and the boys from Travis, and they are sharing the new single with Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles. And The Only Thing, it's BBC Radio Voucher. It's Sunday morning and it's 90 minutes past seven if you're just waking up. Now, Linda Lammon is a lady who was proposed to by her partner David. And when he did it, it was a complete surprise. He took her out into the countryside and stopped in front of a 30 feet high wooden cross. And he got down on one knee and proposed to her. She believes it was God who brought them together and led to that proposal. They got married, and then sadly they only had 18 months together, because 18 months after they married, David died. Well, Linda has now commemorated that special proposal under the cross and their faith together in a new song. And we're going to hear that composition. It's called I Will, and we'll hear it in just a moment. But when I caught up with Linda, I asked her how early on in their relationship she discovered that they had a shared Christian faith.
I'd actually been divorced for 9 years and not met anyone, and I was determined to stay faithful to myself until I met the right person. So it was a little bit scary, actually. And we discussed this, and we discussed faith, and we soon realised we both had a deep conviction to both the spiritual and practical side of Christianity. So we were both very careful, although we knew there was something very special there.
And he decided to propose to you in a rather unusual but nice and spiritual way. Tell me a little bit about the proposal.
Well, had been up to this cross on Cobden Edge, it is actually, which is on the Derbyshire and Cheshire border in Mellor. And it's a big wooden cross that was placed there quite a few years back, where Christians walk up to celebrate Easter every year. And we've been there a few times on our walking days. And he decided that that was the right place for us, for him to propose. And unbeknown to me, he'd actually walked up there the earlier in the day or the night before, and placed a pink cardboard heart on the cross, asking with the words, "Linda Lamon, I love you, will you marry me?" So, yes, it was. It took my breath away, actually.
And you said yes straight away?
I didn't say it straight away, because I was so taken aback. I didn't think I deserved him. The gesture was so overwhelming. But I did say yes eventually. I mean, he did actually get down on one knee in front of the cross. It was a wonderful moment.
Unfortunately, though, after you got married, you didn't have much time together. What happened?
It was probably at the time of when we got married that he started symptoms of motor neurone disease. Like a lot of men, he didn't feel the need to go to the doctors when he started having these strange, he kept falling and losing his coordination. But eventually he went, and he was diagnosed with motor neurone disease. We had 10 minutes of crying, and then we looked at each other, and we knew there was nothing we could do about it. He was actually going to die. But as Christians, we had faith, and we decided to make the best of it, keep our dignity. About 18 months, 2 years later, he died.
And when something like that happens, obviously everyone reacts differently and processes their grief differently. But part of what you did in that process was to write this song.
Yes.
Why was that the most appropriate outlet for you?
Well, I think we're actually spiritually brought together by God. I firmly believe that. The connection was so strong, the spiritual connection between us was quite special, and I felt that there was a huge responsibility here, and I felt that I needed to somehow reflect that love?
Well, I know that the song has been languishing, shall we say, for a while. Now you felt the time is right to actually record it. You've done it with the help of some musicians who, like from the Motors and the Love Affair, some people who've been around the business for a long time. Yes. And that kind of encouragement, I'm guessing, must have lifted you up.
Oh, yes. I was traumatised. And it was when I moved to Dorset and met some musician friends who you've already mentioned, one who was in the Love Affair and one who was in the Motors. It was Linton Guest and Andy McMaster, who lived in either side of me. And yes, they encouraged me to continue with my writing. And it was with their support that I actually got round to releasing my first ever album of original songs.
And you've got the seal of approval from Brian May as well. How's that?
He heard one of my songs and I performed it for him at the official tree planting of a woodland that he planted in the village of Bear Regis. And yes, he's been very supportive of me. He's a lovely man and a very spiritual man.
Well, let's hear what they've all been so supportive about. My thanks to Linda for chatting. This is Linda Lamon. It's a new song from her in memory of her husband, David. This is called I Will.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to talk to Linda Lamon. That's her new song, I Will, commemorating her husband's proposal under that 30-foot cross. And there's a new album which is being released now. And I'm just looking at her Twitter feed, And she has mentioned she's coming on the show this morning, which is brilliant. And there's also a picture of that cross on her Twitter feed. So it's at Linda Lamon if you want to see the cross where she was proposed to. Lamon is L-A-M-O-N. She's also got a picture of the guitar that she composed the song on, signed by Brian May of Queen, who's apparently a big pal. So wish all good things for Linda Lamon. Right, it's 29 minutes past seven. It's time for us to check out the weather now.
BBC Radio Berkshire Travel.
Well, travel, weather.